go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, November 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The story that just was sent to me at the radio station, I'm going to get into it, but I got a couple of text messages during the break that I wanted to share with you guys, a little housekeeping here. I'm waiting for Mike to respond to my questions to him. Dan, down in Livingston County, she texted me, Missy, I will send you guys this text message like I sent to Jan, copy and pasted it into the Missy folder. I just stored it on my phone. Go to Missy's website, truckerrandyhealth.com. It's her website, not mine. She owns it. Listen to interviews number 2 and number 4. Scroll down and schedule a free phone consultation with Missy before Thanksgiving. $500 off the stem cell patches, the coaching, all of it. She said, thanks. It's for my brother-in-law that has struggled with his weight as you have his whole life. First of all, my journey, I ate very well growing up as a child. Grandpa Bishop gave us a freezer full of beef every time he visited or we visited him. He gave us a big box of pork. Pork roast, loins, pork chops, bacon, ham, all of it. Grandpa Bishop made sure that we had food to eat. Growing up, pedaling a bicycle, delivering the Detroit News, played football, loved to eat. 12 to 15,000 calories a day. When you're working out with 2-a-days, you're burning every single calorie you bring in. That was my childhood. That was my high school experience. As I got older, I continued to eat like I was a football player. Man, I loved good food. Met Miss Vicky, the best cook by far on the planet. My wife is the best cook, and she fed us, and she fed us good. And we went out to dinners, and we absolutely splurged and didn't care about the calories. We got fat together. And then, starting to get older, you realize, hey, got to do something about this. 2000s came. I tried them all. I tried every boxed one-size-fits-all out there on the planet. I texted Jan back and I said, forward that information to your brother-in-law. Have him pull that website up, truckerrandyhealth.com, on a computer and tell him to call me. I want to talk to your brother-in-law, Jan. I want him to talk to the person that's on that website, the old Fat Randy. The old Fat Randy that I was and will never be ever again. I want to talk to him. I want to explain this program to him. I want to change his life just like it's changed mine. That's how much I believe in the program. That's how much I believe in this cellular technology. I believe in it. I lived it. I'm experiencing it, and I feel great. I slept like a baby last night. Folks, when you feel this way, you want to share the information. And if you get tired of hearing it, change the channel. I'm so sorry. I do have this breaking news story. We're going to talk about that next. One of Donald Trump's nominees to be in his cabinet. What else could he be helping Donald Trump out with? We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. I have this story that just came to me. The staff writer for the New York Times Magazine, Jonathan Mailer, I've talked to him in the past. We've had conversations about Antrim County, the elections back in 2020. He's basically a pretty fair and balanced reporter. He does not work for the New York Times newspaper. He works for the magazine. He's a pretty straight shooter. He sent me a personal email and said, Randy, I want you to read this over and feel free to share it with your audience. I just got it at, what was this, 10:12 email. He sent it to me. The mogul, entrepreneur, inventor, very wealthy millionaire. Of course, who's he talking about? Donald Trump? No, Elon Musk. Over the course of the 2024 presidential campaign, Elon Musk went from being a dark money donor to a high-profile surrogate to be, during the campaign, the unofficial chief of staff behind the scenes working to help Donald Trump win November 5th election. He literally camped out at Mar-a-Lago after the election. He stayed with the Trump family. Donald Trump joked at a speech he just gave a couple nights ago in a tuxedo, saying he feels like he's a squatter. He won't leave Mar-a-Lago. He loves the suite that he's in. He loves the Florida weather. And he's literally camped out at Mar-a-Lago with the Trump family. During that process, Elon Musk even hopped on Donald Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president. He's played diplomat. He met secretly in New York with Iran's ambassador to the United Nations. I didn't know this guy was so skilled and knowledgeable about foreign affairs. Well, obviously, purchasing Twitter, X, his SpaceX program, his satellite communications capabilities, internet, Starlink. This guy's a genius and a gazillionaire. Last week, President-elect Donald Trump named Elon Musk with Vivek Ramaswamy to co-lead a department, a newly formed department called Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. No, I'm not saying Snoop Dogg's D-O-double-G. I'm not saying that. I'm saying D-O-G-E, Department of Government Efficiency. This is a role that will put him in a position to recommend to the hiring and firing, you're fired, Donald Trump's famous tagline from The Apprentice. Hiring and firing of federal workers and restructuring the entire bureaucratic agencies in Washington, D.C. But it's very clear that Elon Musk's influence could reach far beyond this department. Elon Musk and Donald Trump are completely in sync on a lot of issues. Immigration, trans rights, climate change. All of the things that they talked about are being discussed. Even the climate change policies that are pushing people toward electric vehicles, Tesla's very own company, leading basically the EV electric vehicles technology. Well, the world's richest person, Elon Musk, has now allied himself with the leader of the free world, whom he helped get elected, creating a political partnership unlike anything America has ever seen before. You have to understand, folks, there is some big plans on the horizon. Elon Musk's influence in Donald Trump's new and last administration, what it could mean for him and the country. You see, Elon Musk, already being the richest man in the world, wants to give back. And he wants to give back to America. And Donald Trump, the president, has that same agenda. So does Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wanting to make America healthy again. Well, guess what's happening? Musk previewed plans for his new job while on the campaign trail. He's looked at the federal government's $6.8 trillion budget. Right off the bat, Elon Musk has identified, listen to this, $2 trillion. Almost one-third of our current federal budget could be slashed immediately. He acknowledged that such draconian cuts would necessarily involve some temporary hardship. Slashing and burning is certainly one of his hallmarks. When Elon Musk purchased Twitter, he came in personally, and he personally did the efficiency study looking at every single employee working for Twitter. He sat down and met with them and talked to them and followed them. He shadowed them to see exactly what their workday was. He bought lunch and brought it in so he could get to meet these people. After doing his analysis, after coming in and doing his efficiency study, you know what Elon Musk did? He fired 80% of the staff. 80% of the staff, you're fired. Go find a new job. The ones he liked, he considered hiring them to work for Tesla and SpaceX and other businesses that he owns. The ones that were completely useless, bye-bye. This happened in late 2022. Since then, Twitter has become a dominant platform in social media. Tucker Carlson, when he got fired from Fox News, launched the Tucker Carlson Network on Twitter. Elon Musk reinstated Donald Trump's real Donald Trump's Twitter account. Musk has a lot to gain from a second Trump administration. His businesses are already entangled with the federal government, which was awarded $3 billion in contracts across numerous agencies just last year. His rocket company, SpaceX, launches military satellites and shuttles astronauts to and from the International Space Station. This was before the election. Also impacting the military. Oh, this is interesting. Musk personally asked Donald Trump to hire some SpaceX employees to work at the Department of Defense. Why? Because they're smart people. They're good employees. They're good workers. But what is this ultimately going to do? This is going to enhance and improve and further strengthen his ties to the Defense Department, the federal government. Let's look at federal contracts. Two of Elon Musk's companies account for $15.4 billion in government contracts over the last 10 years. Over the last 10 years. What cabinet departments has Tesla been working with within the federal government? Well, Biden, Harris, Gretchen Whitmer, what have they all been pushing and mandating for? Electric vehicles. $352,000 in contracts with Tesla alone. Via the Energy Department, $7,000. The State Department, $440,000. Commerce, $1.9 million. Veterans Affairs, $463,000. Department of Interior, $138,000. Homeland Security, $359,000. Agriculture, $120,000. Transportation, $421,000. Now let's look at one of his other companies, SpaceX. Defense, $3.6 billion. General Services Administration, the GSA, $352,000. EPA, $30,000. And the biggest of all, people, NASA, $11.8 billion in business, shuttling astronauts to and from the International Space Station. This is a win-win situation. This is a win-win situation, folks, for him, his companies, and our country. Musk is at war with federal regulators. He has faced at least 20 investigations and/or reviews, including one into the software of Tesla's self-driving, autonomous driving vehicles. Another, allegedly, where his SpaceX launching pad down in Texas supposedly polluted water. Well, that case has already been discharged. They found out it wasn't his launch pad that did it. It was another industrial polluter nearby. It's safe to assume that Musk will try to squash many inquiries, investigations, in order to seek greater freedom from oversight in the future. Why? Musk understands that government regulations drains profits on companies. He's also trying to colonize Mars to implement computer chips in people's brains that will enable them to control devices with their thoughts. He has long-term survival of the human race in plans right now, and he does not want bureaucratic agencies to stand in his way. The Department of Government Efficiency is only the path to extending life beyond Earth, he wrote on a tweet on X just last month. This guy thinks so far out of the box, people, it's not even funny. He wants to get government out of our lives. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I got a text during the break. A local company right here in northern Michigan. Solarski Excavating and Paving. Mike, what city are you guys in? He says, for our construction business, Randy, each dollar of increased cost of diesel fuel affects our budget.